Ibrahim al-Moussaoui is the foreign editor of the Al-Manar television network in Lebanon. He's not a spokesman for Hezbollah, but his network has close ties to the militant group and says it's proud to be the voice of the resistance. We reached him yesterday in Beirut. He said Hezbollah's objectives haven't changed since the fighting began 3 weeks ago when Hezbollah crossed the border into Israel, abducted two Israeli soldiers, and demanded the release of Hezbollah militants from Israeli jails. He listed for us what Hezbollah wants now.
Basically, this is fire without conditions, go back into indirect negotiations, the return of the displaced people, and the swap.
And the swap of prisoners
of the prisoners, of the Lebanese hostages and the Israeli prisoners for the two Israeli captives.
Would Hezbollah accept an international force in southern Lebanon?
But they want to know very much what the mandate and the clear mission of this force and who are going to be part of this.
What could the role of the Lebanese army be in all of this?
The Lebanese army is there, but you know very well, all of the Arab armies united together, they cannot defeat the Israelis. They have the mightiest air force in the Middle East, so you need guerrilla warfare, you need people who hit and run. The Lebanese army is doing a great job defending Lebanon, but when you talk about a conventional army, this can't help, I believe, and it could be destroyed just in no time.
So when you speak about an unconventional army or an army not in uniform, you're talking about guerrilla warfare. Is that the reason that Hezbollah has chosen to fight from behind cover of civilians?
Absolutely wrong. Hezbollah are the people, civilians, who are organized, who are trained to fight for their country. Those who are fighting in the south, they are the brothers of Hezbollah, they are the sons of the villagers. So it's not that it's taking shelter or shield of the civilians. The civilians themselves are the people who are fighting the aggression and the Israelis.
Well, then, to put it another way, Hezbollah sees the deaths of these hundreds of people, and we're talking women and children as well, as part of the struggle.
No, the Israelis are trying to put it this way, and they are trying to say this is a collateral damage, but actually, no, they are targeting the civilians.
When you speak of Israel killing civilians in Lebanon, what about Hezbollah firing its rockets at civilians in Israel?
Let me put it very clear. Hezbollah is doing this to tell the Israelis, you cannot kill our civilians and go unpunished. Hezbollah is doing it in order to deter the Israelis from continuing their targeting the civilians.
Israel would say that Hezbollah attacks on purpose civilians, and Israel attacks Hezbollah targets that are tucked away in civilian neighborhoods.
Nobody believes that. I mean, when the Israelis send their war jets to bombard the bridges, to bombard the neighborhoods, to make this massacre of Karna, 60 people were killed. They are basically children and women. I mean, when Hezbollah sends its rockets to the military bases and to the military airports and to the leadership of the Israeli Navy, I believe this will tell you what Hezbollah is targeting.
Given everything, do you or does Hezbollah foresee a ceasefire anytime soon?
In the Israeli hands. The Israelis don't want this. The United States doesn't want this. Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush, they want to continue fighting till they achieve something on the ground, something which will not happen.
Ibrahim al-Moussaoui is foreign editor of the Lebanon-based television network Al-Manar. He spoke to us from Beirut.